Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest, Paul Nolte, joins us. As you know, Paul, is a big day on the stock market yesterday. What are you forecasting for today?
Well, when the market opens, it'll be higher. It seems to be that way pretty much consistently for the last year. We've had one down month in the last 12. We've seen markets open weaker on a daily basis and finish strong. So I'm not quite sure, you know, again, what's behind it, to be honest with you, because we've had all kinds of issues in the news, on the other side of the news, that normally would derail the market or at least push it down a little bit, but it continues to rock and roll.
Wall Street Journal this morning reports it like this: all eyes will turn to corporate earnings the rest of the week, and some traders are betting on fireworks in the stock market after the results. Is that you?
No, it's not me. Yes, we're in the middle of the earnings season right now. We just got started this week, and next week are the two big weeks for earnings. We'll get tech earnings toward the end of next week and the following week. And it's going to be interesting, to not necessarily to see what the earnings are, but it's going to be the comments from corporations. And what do they see in the outlook for their businesses? What do they see for pricing? What do they see for their margins? How much money are they making on a dollar of sale? Those are the comments, I think, that we're going to be very interested in hearing. So, you know, we're getting United Health came out this morning as an example. They missed their earnings, but they talked down the future numbers, and the stock is reacting negatively to that. So it's that type of news, and I think it's going to be a little bit more stock specific than it's going to be broad market specific.
In our Don't You Wish You Would Have Done Something Back Then department this morning, a reminder that it's been just over 2 years since the S&P 500 hit its low. That was October 12 of 2022.
Yes.
And since then, it's been unbelievable.
It has been straight up since then, led in large part by the tech stocks, you know, the largest stocks in the indices. The average stock has done well. They finally crossed the double digit territory as far as gains go over that period of time. But again, it's been led by the Apples, Nvidias, Metas, etc. And it's what's been driving the market. And it's going to be those stocks, I think, that if they do stumble, will lead the market a little bit lower. But that's going to be dependent on their earnings, which will be out, like I said, in a couple of weeks.
And are you expecting a Fed rate cut?
I'm the wrong one to ask for that, because I didn't think they should have cut at the last meeting, and they cut 50 basis points. Based on the numbers that we've seen so far, the inflation numbers came in a little bit higher than expected. The jobs report was very good. Now, the jobs report this next month is going to be a little bit skewed by the hurricane issues and stuff like that. So it may not be a good clean number, but I would lean on the side of they probably don't need to do anything at this point. They're meeting the day after the election, so that'll be kind of interesting, that in and of itself. But I don't think they will move at this point.
Based on what a few of the Fed governors have said publicly, what did they say, that the last mile would be difficult, meaning going from, what, 3 to 2%?
Inflation, yeah. Getting the inflation rate to that 2%, it was fairly easy, if you will, going from 9 to 3. And the 3 to 2% is going to be tough. Real estate is still sticky. We're still seeing some of the, if you take a look at the median inflation number, you take out some of the very high inflation numbers and the very low inflation numbers, you're left with kind of the 68% in the middle. That's still running at about 3.25%, and that's kind of flattened out here in the last couple months. So that's the sticky part of the inflation, and it's going to be very difficult for the Fed to get those rates down to that 2% target.
Explain this line that you wrote in your newsletter. Markets can remain irrational much longer than anyone believes.
Yes. And I'll go back to 1996 with Alan Greenspan, when he said the market suffered from irrational exuberance. And the market at that point doubled over the next 4 years. And then the following 2 years got cut in half. So for 6 years, the market essentially made a round trip back to about the point that he said markets were irrationally exuberant. We could see the same type of thing where the markets continue to go on their merry way, and at some point we'll see the markets decline. But you know, like I said, it's been 11 out of the last 12 months higher.
Well, we're getting these earnings numbers now, and I know you feel that that bar is set pretty high, isn't it?
It is, you know, especially for the tech sector. You know, we've got earnings estimates now for 10%, 12% growth. That's pretty heady. Those are hefty numbers to get above. And what historically happens with this is that you'll get the earnings come out, they're decent numbers, and then you'll get corporations talking down the future. So mm-hmm. that earnings estimates then get reduced so that they can beat those estimates. But I think, you know, if you're looking at it from a very high level, if you've got economic growth at 2%, inflation running at 3%, and earnings growth at 10% plus, it kind of hard to argue why the Fed would be cutting rates at this point, because everything looks pretty healthy.
So do you guys pay more attention to those comments from the companies rather than just the number, the comments about what they expect in the future?
Yeah, the comments are much more interesting. You get a little bit more of a read into the outlook. Obviously, the numbers are all backward looking, but we'd always like to listen to the companies and see what they have to say about the future. And again, what they're seeing in pricing, what their markets look like, where there's softness, are they closing stores, etc. So those comments are important.
Halloween's coming. We'll be ready for scary market reports.
I'll have my candy at the ready.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Thank you, Paul. Talk to you next week.